y que de nuevo están llamando ensalada sin sensatez. Quizás yo parezca confundido, quién sabe, pero así no es. Ya yo no sé qué hacer con las ensaladas sin sensatez. Llaman otra vez.
Adiós.
I hate having to play that fucking clean version because I've never done a dirty one. Because we get to cuss on this one.
What, this song?
Yeah.
The fuck is it? I don't even know.
This is The Art of Storytelling Part 2 by Outkast, son.
What album?
Ooh, Quemini, I want to say.
I caught B.O.B. on satellite radio on the way over here.
God damn. They were some good shit in their day, weren't they?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I liked them.
I love them.
What the fuck happened? Just artistic differences?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I think, what's-his-face, Andre was a little too goddamn dirty hippie artist about the whole thing. Hold on, let me pop this shit down.
Not very
ta-da.
Rappy.
That was smooth. No, he I don't know. I feel that together they did some great shit. And
I was going to say, I mean, that's what kind of makes...
At Charnzo Glass Freeze Pops, we want you to know where we stand on important glass freeze pop issues.
What the fuck is this popping up?
We now agree there's no such thing as a safe glass freeze pop.
The fuck the website is that?
To reduce health risk this from is like a pop-up ad on TMZ or something.
Oh, this is the worst.
More, visit our website.
Oh, this is an anti-smoking ad.
And remember, shards of glass freeze pops are for adults only.
What is that piece of shit Rob Reiner?
No. Great. That was awesome. I'm not doing the show intro over again. Everyone's hearing
Fuck
that.
It.
Everyone's hearing shards of glass. Fuck that.
Dude, that is awful, man. That kind of shit gets people fired.
Why?
It's like you'll just be fucking around online at your desk all of a sudden. That shit blows out your speakers.
Yeah, and you're fucked.
God damn. Just
That's
some...
why you keep your speakers turned all the way down or keep headphones plugged into your computer.
Not that I do a lot of cruising.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, voice of anger.
If it's like a work computer, maybe you aren't that familiar with it if you have to move around. I don't know.
No. There are times.
I just fucking hate the studio, by the way. Your levels are all over the place, both of you. I don't know what's recording hot. Yeah. I hate the B studio so much. So goddamn.
The freedom of language.
I like the Bumblebee studio, though.
That's everyone after hearing that last joke.
No, I can't do a cricket sound. Can't do a cricket sound.
Shall we get to Thanksgiving?
Sure, why not?
All right. Well, how much did you eat, Kate? You don't look too pregnant right now. How much were you wolfing down?
Actually, I didn't eat a lot this Thanksgiving. I normally eat more.
How
but we
do
had
you,
a big breakfast.
How do you have restraint whatsoever about anything? And, like, you have that food in your house, right? You cook for just you and Pants.
Oh, yeah, and we cooked for, like, 12, 14 people.
It's just
me and Pants.
Well, where's your family?
My family is out of state.
That's right. You're from Florida.
And his family's out of state. So.
I remember things.
What state is the family, the Pants clan, from?
His parents, they actually, he lived here for quite a while. His family moved around.
I shipped
his dad
him
was
off to
military.
Florida.
No, but his parents actually now live in Huntsville.
But
he did not grow up there.
Huntsville?
The city of
life. They moved there after he went to college. And he actually grew up in Germany part of the time and California part of the time and around here for quite a while.
Is his dad military or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what the fuck is in Huntsville, Alabama?
Yeah,
what
well, now he works at Red, whatever it is.
Robin?
No.
Serving gourmet burgers and fries.
No,
hey.
there's a military
will be no
installation.
Disparaging Red Robin.
There's a military
They're
installation
good,
there
man.
That
Fuck yeah.
They do the rocket testing on.
The red rocket testing?
Red rocket.
The big red rocket of love testing,
yeah, okay.
Yes. And I can't remember the name of it. It's red something.
I'm just now picturing this old man in goggles like, that dog took 12 seconds.
I'm just imagining if there is one, the Shatner version of Rocket Man.
Yeah, what about
Oh, there's got to be one.
I think that's one of his famous ones, that and Yesterday.
There's a Stewie version from Family Guy, which was pretty good.
What, you've never heard Shatner's Rocket Man? Hold on, I'll YouTube it up.
Have you heard Shatner's Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday. Have you heard Shatner's
All My Trouble Seems
and Joe
so
Jackson's cover of the Pulp song Common People? That's wicked.
Yes, I've heard that too.
That's wicked. I like
Wait,
that.
He's still pulling this horse shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And he did a cover of CeeLo's Fuck You.
Wait, didn't Gwyneth Paltrow do one or something?
Oh, yeah.
Let's just look all this shit up on YouTube.
This is some good audio right here.
In 1972, when Elton John and I wrote Rocket Man,
it
became very popular.
Fuck you, Bernie Taupin.
I'm a British fag.
Bernie Taupin.
Yay. Now we get to hear this part again. At least it doesn't have those pops and crackles, though. All right.
Do you know this guy wrote You Could Be Mine?
What?
I think, like, he and Elton John, like, co-wrote that song.
You Could Be Mine?
Yeah, by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I know. I fucking live my life by You Could Be Mine.
Due to the interest in the meaning of the song, now in 1978, science fiction...
Hello, Governor.
I'm truly proud...
What's all this, then? Fancy a ride on the lifted lorry?
Oh, God, this is awful. I am so not putting this episode on. I probably will, because... What else am I going to do? But
why? This is gold.
Really? Okay. So Shatter's just smoking a cigarette.
Badge. Jesus Christ.
Last night, pre-flight.
What a fucking...
0 hour. 9 a.m.
It's never...
I'm going to be high.
Jesus fucking Christ. A shitty 70s sound effect.
It's a kite by then.
Okay, that's enough.
No, you gotta get to the chorus.
Oh, do we?
Let's fast forward. Who gives a shit?
Well, I don't want to get like halfway to it.
70s were a beautiful time.
The touchdown. Burning out his fumes out here alone.
The second Shatner steps out.
Touch town, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, no,
gotta
no.
Gotta love
man.
Him.
I'm a rock.
You know, he killed his wife.
Oh, the one that drowned or whatever? Yeah. Was that a Family Guy reference?
Who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Oh, it's timeless. What the fuck else from that show lived on? That 78, whatever the hell that was, the Grammys? I don't know.
But it was still a very special time in the world, the 70s.
It's like you realize the man is talking because he has no vocal talent, right?
But he's emoting. He's reading it with interpretation.
Just because he
talented
can't fucking sing.
Interpretation.
Oh, God. Let's get back to my Thanksgiving gluttony. We completely went off the rails. And it was for Shatner, and I'm fucking weak, and I love the original Star Trek, so I let it happen. Yeah. I take blame. Will, what is it about you that you don't get into the carbs that are served every Thanksgiving? Like, you manage to eat so fucking much, but you don't really get, like, fat and sloppy from it. Like, I'm in my fat jeans right now, and I'm barely squeezing into them because I was just eating, like, a pan of stuffing as my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I was eating a ton of pie.
I guess that's your only kind of slip-up, though, right? Otherwise, you're just eating a ton of turkey.
Well, yeah, because, like, I made sure to, like, work out like a motherfucker the days leading up to
it. Yeah, see, Will goes into it as a lean man, and that's the difference. If you don't go into it as lean and hungry, then you come out fat and sloppy.
Because, oh, man, you, first of all, you slept until, like, 4, and I want to say...
Sweet. Like, 7 a.m.
Yeah. He woke up at 4... And all the food was done by noon.
I was figured you guys would wake me up.
No, I felt guilty about it. I knew what time you went to bed because I went to bed at 8, so I went to bed even later.
Yeah, but I didn't have to work. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but it was just me and Mom, and Mom's got to drop a few too, obviously. And she's like, well, here, in the meantime, eat some stuffing. I ate like 18 bricks of stuffing before he
woke
up.
Does your mom make homemade stuffing or does she do stovetop?
It's a fucking whatever you pour into the
stovetop.
Yeah, stovetop.
Yeah, sweet.
She does.
Well, not it's not stovetop stuffing. That's disgusting. It's like
no.
Stofers
that's
you
good.
Pour into a. Well, she used to make it, and I would just literally take the pot it was boiled in, and like march into my room and eat it with the
that
spoon.
That was dinner in college. A big box of stovetop stuffing.
This is at least baked. It isn't made on the stove.
I used to hate stuffing as a kid. I thought she made that shit from scratch.
No, you get like a big bag of the croutons or whatever the hell it's made out of, and then you just throw some water and eggs in.
Which kind of would be from scratch.
Yeah, because
she doesn't like bake the croutons and then mash them up herself.
Well, no, but
she doesn't lay the eggs either, John.
Ooh.
Fine. Point made.
But I'm saying, are they stuffing croutons? Or are they like just regular croutons?
They're a certain kind of stuffing crouton.
I don't think John wants to be my friend anymore.
I do. As long as I'm getting a cigarette in about 20 minutes, we wrap this abomination up and we're the fuck out of here. You're my best buddy ever. You my only friend. I don't know, man. I just, goddamn, I ate so fucking much. We each killed a pie unto ourselves.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had tons of stuffing, tons of mashed potatoes. And then the next day, I was on the hunt for another pie. That was pretty much my only Black Friday shopping. I'm like, where are the pumpkin pie deals?
Pie bargains.
Yeah. So I'm out with my friend, and she suggests we go to Costco instead of picking up some little dink shit pies from Giant or anything like that. And sure enough, they have a massive 3.5-pound pumpkin pie.
Fucking like deep dish pie.
How good is it?
It's like the size of a goddamn manhole cover, man.
It was over 3.5 pounds for $6.
It is good, too. Like, it was very pumpkin-y tasting. Like, it actually just tasted like fucking
pumpkin
filling.
Oh, you know the best
filling.
Thing? It wasn't fucking even cooked.
I was going to say, that's the thing. It's not burnt like the shit.
But
like,
it wasn't baked. Like, we actually threw it in the oven earlier today. It tasted 10 fucking times better.
Wait, what?
Like, the third of the pie that was left, we killed about 2 pounds of pie yesterday.
Yeah.
You killed 2 pounds of unbaked pie?
Yeah.
Before you realized that the pie was not baked.
Well, I just thought the tastes were kind of muted, like subtle.
And oh, you're supposed to bake
just
it.
Eat. Yeah, yeah. So we threw it in the oven as an experiment, the mom and I, and I took it out. It tastes fucking so much better, man. Like, it's like as good as you remember it.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's 3 times as good now.
Wow.
It was great. Like, before we came to the show, I ate, I want to say, maybe like a fifth-sized sliver of this manhole cover, and I just threw eggnog ice cream on top of it and mashed it into a hodgepodge, an orgy of fat, and I just killed that before I got here. That's why I'm so perky. In no way am I having a sugar crash right now, you know?
Why the fuck would they not bake the pies themselves? Is that why
they're
so cheap?
It's baked. It's just not like 100% baked or something, I think. I mean, it wasn't like uncooked. It wasn't like the crust is fucking thawing there as you get it. But it needed some kick in the pants. It needed to go to 11.
I mean, is the idea you take it home? You know, like
cook
fucking
it a little.
Like, because they sell those pizzas where it's just like take and bake or whatever the fuck.
No, it wasn't that uncooked, but something, it wasn't cooked enough. I can only say
I'll
it
give
tastes
you that,
so
yeah.
goddamn much better. Like, no. I'm going to go home. I don't even want to talk about the things I'm going to do to that pie when I get home. That tin is going to look like a crime scene. Like, they're going to CSI put a black light to it, and they're going to be like, oh, I'll move along. So fucking good. So goddamn good, that pie. And the best part is I walked into Costco. I wasn't even, like, armed with a cart because I'm like, I'm just getting a fucking pie. Who cares? So I'm walking out. I got my handful of pie, and then I see their half-gallon eggnog for $3.50, which wasn't a good deal whatsoever. But I'm like, fuck it. Eggnog, my favorite drink, man.
With the alcohol in it or no?
Don't ug me. And no, this was non-alcoholic. Yeah, that is the only drink I'll ever indulge in, like, really to excess on my own. I'll buy multiple handles of eggnog during December.
Why don't you just drink liquid lard, John?
Yeah, that's what kind of threw me, because I saw the side, and it said 9 grams of fat a serving, and I'm like,
one serving is like a thimbleful or something.
They doubled, they have the serving size. Usually on a fucking a half gallon of milk, it's 8 servings. But this was 16. It was almost 160 grams of fat in the thing. And I killed half of it, like, within 10 minutes of getting home. And, like, I was so full, I couldn't even
warm
stay
up
awake.
Some lard, maybe some Crisco, and
no,
drink it down.
Like, don't they have the eggnog light?
Yeah, no, I instructed mom to buy that and come, because I dumped the rest of it down the drain, like, in a little fit of self-control. Because
like fucking Nick Cage in Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, like, I was so stuffed, I really had to shit myself. But I couldn't move because I was so paralyzed from all the fat in my gut. So I kind of like went to bed napping, really, really about to crap. And I was like, I just hope I don't wake up like in a puddle of my own shit, like Spuds.
Train swallowing.
I've never felt lower in my life. Like,
it's these uplifting stories come to Papa's basement for.
And the worst part, were you noticing you're eating so much that it was just getting pushed through you like twice a day? Like, I was taking 2-3
You
gotta
dumps. Make room.
Yeah, I did not realize your digestive tract would work just like that. But I sure
well,
enough.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. We ate dinner at 4:30 and about 7-8 sometime at night. I'm taking a dump, and it has, like, corn and peas and whatever the fuck else I ate 4 hours ago. Because I guarantee you I hadn't had corn in, like, a week before that. I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man. I thought that was a 24-hour affair.
Nah, that's bullshit. I mean, it really depends, I think. But, yeah, the more you eat, the quicker it has to evacuate.
Oh, my God. No, I'm just disgusted with myself.
There's
like,
only so much room.
No, I mean, we're cutting out about 10 minutes just so I can have some cigarettes before I hit the gym for 2 hours. Because I definitely got to jog this off. I actually...
Why is the smoke beforehand? Expand that lung capacity.
It won't hinder me that much. No, it was like almost for effect. I was digging through my desk drawer as I was finishing up the script for this, you know, because it sounds so professional and all. And I found one of those rings you make in eighth grade shop. You know what I'm talking about? Just like a metal band you bend into a circle and solder. And it always
has. Might hammer some shit in the side like fucking Boy Scout camp.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
totally unprofessional.
Was I the only one in eighth grade shop? Everything was Metallica. Like the ring read Metallica. I had like a cup that says Slayer. There's a Gwar paperweight. I mean, everything was Metallica, just metal related in general. It's like Beavis and Butthead.
I made like a flying V clock.
Exactly. Something guitar-y and rocky.
Although I don't think I ever put the clock in because he just got graded on actual wood.
Oh, you didn't give a shit?
Yeah, and it looked really good from what I remember. It was actually modeled after Dave Mustaine's flying V.
There we go. I mean, this ring would always go on my ring finger. Yeah,
there
as I grabbed the ring finger, and I'm talking about the ring, and I'm like, what the fuck is the name of this finger? I'm an
between middle and pinky.
I'm so goddamn articulate sometimes.
It's Minky.
Yeah. My Minky finger. And I slide it on.
My cunt jamming finger.
The poo jabber.
The clit tickler.
So I slide it on. I'm like, oh, look at me. My finger isn't that fat. I got it on and off, no problem. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it was my middle finger where, like, back in the day, that could be kind of a tight fit. So I'm a fucking idiot. This is 3 minutes before I go out the door. And I just jab it on. And it isn't moving for the life of it, man. And so for, like, 8 minutes, I'm like a chick with a dick. I'm like, you know, spitting, trying to lube up the shaft, and that wasn't giving. So finally, I have to break out the WD-40 that I squirt on the doors when they're broken. And that, like, after 5 minutes of tugging, I finally get it off. I
have to go back to Rocky Run, Miss Machado.
Yeah, Mr. Wright.
Saw it off with the bandsaw, just shy of hitting the flesh.
No, it was fucking pathetic, man. So at that point, I was like, wow, you ate so much you fucking got your finger fatter, you sloppy pig.
Well, imagine your ring or your finger has grown since 7th, 8th grade.
I don't know, man. I got those, I wouldn't say little man hands, but they're not big either. They're pretty average hands, I guess. Oh. And they're not like dad's. What the fuck? Dad had like black dude hands, man. Those things are massive. Or was that just because we were kids and it seemed that way?
Yeah, probably. I don't remember.
I thought he had, like, palm of basketball lemur fingers going or something.
No, I don't think so. I think they're all kind of, like, stubby little fingers.
Yours aren't so stubby.
No, they're not long.
Kate, check how deep they can go.
Jesus.
She just smiled and then licked.
No, your fingers are pretty long.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Fingers. They're not that long, but they're not like abnormally like, whoa, what's wrong with your fingers?
Like Steve
but they're
Vai,
but they're pretty
fingers.
Yeah, they're pretty long though. Yeah.
No, you got some pretty nice dong size indicators there. Mine's my hand's as average as my schlong. Anything you guys want for Christmas? Because I can make a bit out of it while I kind of indirectly ask what you want for Christmas.
No fucking clue, hon. I think once you earn enough to buy what you want, Christmas kind of
I feel the same way, except then I like people buying shit for me that I'd otherwise want, and then I buy them something of equal or lesser value so that I come out at least even, if not ahead, on the equation.
I hate everything. It's like if I wanted something, I'd buy it myself. I need new clothes. Like, shit's just...
God forbid I clothes shop for you, though. I remember one time I really got him a lot of new clothing. It's just like...
Take it back.
did you save the receipt? It's like, you motherfucker. Like, it was like 8 hours of shopping for this guy. Like, I went store to store.
Now I feel bad.
You should.
It's the thought that counts, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I don't want to waste money on something I know I'll never wear. It's like, my mom used... She maybe finally stopped buying me clothes. Because it's just like, I don't wear it. I'm very picky. That's why I always say shit.
Are you really stuffed up right now? Or?
I guess. I don't know. Is there any toilet paper in here like the other studio?
Mm. I'll give you a sheet from the...
Kate has a paper towel.
Yeah, but that's in the bottom of my container.
And?
There.
I need it.
Work with that.
And? I'll use my sleeve like an animal.
Okay. Do it.
Ugh. God damn.
Oh, I thought we were going to get like a full blow.
I have a used tissue in my bag. It's like half used.
Ah.
Want that?
Maybe. Let's see it.
How used are we talking?
Let's see the level of crustiness.
What did it wipe?
My twat.
I was feeling a little unfresh, so it wiped the imaginary snot that I always think I have under my nose whenever I kind of have a runny nose.
This'll
but there's not actually any other snot under my nose, but I can possibly wipe it. That's what it wiped, and that's why it's still in my bag, because I'm like, there's nothing in this tissue. That's nice.
Oh, clean, yeah. You gotta get. You had some on your lips there. Okay, much better.
And scene.
Yeah. Brought the funny. So what? Nothing? The usual, do I just give you $100 or something?
You don't even have to do that.
Well, honestly. I give you $100, you give me $100. It's pretty goddamn easy.
So much point to that.
Hey, it's a thought, exactly.
I'll pick some shit. I mean, like, I was going to buy myself maybe some, like, docs on Amazon.com because I can never find them in stores. I need to find out what size I am again. Because I broke the laces on my old ones, which are...
To fucking buy laces.
Yeah, but they're from middle school anyway.
Your feet haven't grown? Oh, God, I guess mine haven't either. In fact, my
feet
were
bigger. I mean,
they're
a little tight. Like, I could probably stand to go, like, one size up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I know I was kind of surprised by that, too.
How about you, Kate? What do you want? Even though you make more than me, I'll buy you
something.
Yeah,
I don't need anything.
I owe you a little something.
I don't need anything.
What?
I'm going to get, I'm thinking I'm going to get pants and Xbox. I know he won't listen to this, so I can say it.
Ooh, are you going to get, like, the new sexy one that has the built-in Wi-Fi and everything? The slimline?
Yeah, I'm getting one of the new ones. I'm not getting that Kinect BS.
Okay. You're not broke like me, so you don't have to find one on Craigslist for, like, a buck.
No, no. I'm actually going to get a new Xbox.
Oh, okay. Now. What's that like?
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I picture it. Okay, so new Xbox for pants. Well, should I get pants a gift then?
No.
Is pants going to get you a gift?
Well, I owe Kate something, man. She turns in a lot of hours here.
I don't.
Yes, but that's not
I don't
pants.
Do a lot of gifts. I don't do a lot of gifts. So
really,
really.
Well, if I wanted to get something, so this sucks.
If I do gifts, it's usually something I made. So.
Okay. Are you gonna make me man jewelry then? At least
I might if I can think of something before then. We'll
Cochran.
See.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
I don't unless I'm going to a planned gift exchange, I don't always do gifts for everybody. So
she's nicely trying to tell you she's not getting or giving you anything.
Okay, fine.
So don't waste your time.
I'll give you the gift to drop in the subject.
No, that's actually not true, because if I see something for somebody, I will be like, that's perfect for this person, I'm going to get. Or I know this person needs this, and
have
I'll
you
get
ever
it.
Thought that about me? Like, have you ever seen anything and you're like, this is great for John?
Not that I can think of off the top of
this
my
is when
head.
You come up
that
with something wacky.
It doesn't mean that it's true. It doesn't mean that I didn't see anything. It just means I can't remember, because I'll just
cake
be out.
The size
or
of a VW.
Cake.
Cake. Every donut. You're like, John would love that. Well, shit. All right. So I'm a fat slob. I have to exercise, and now I don't know what your gifts are. And what the hell are we getting Maria, the mama Giorgio?
Fucking, we'll figure that out like the week before Christmas.
What's your favorite color?
I don't know. Pink? She's a girl.
I don't know.
Shit, I barely
remember. Boys!
What?
Come on.
Who gives a shit?
What does she wear? What does she normally wear?
Clothes.
Yeah.
Good job.
QVC, old lady clothes.
Various QVC fashions. If well, I could like, get some like QVC gift card, that would be the best thing to ever
cold
get.
Coldwater Creek or whatever horse shit she spends money on.
Oh, QVC is the big one, though. Oh, when did geez. She cross turning that bridge and turn into mom. Her mother? Yeah. We used to always mock our grandmother who'd come over and just watch QVC 24/7.
And just buy
that and
shit.
Her programs, as she called them.
The soaps.
The soaps, yeah. My programs. Gonna turn on my programs.
My
now.
Stories.
My stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that switch flipped maybe 18 months ago, where it's just like, oh, QVC. And she'd watch a little. And then all the fucking time, QVC,
is this
QVC.
Clothes?
It's clothes. It's this fakey costume jewelry. I can't even get into all the shit she buys.
Does she wear a lot of flashy stuff, or does she wear more demure?
She like I don't even think she really wears it. Like, I could never.
Well, I'm asking you what she actually wears, not what she buys.
I don't fucking know, actually. Like,
you see her every day, John.
I don't register.
What does she wear?
Like, clothes. Like Will said, I don't fucking register it.
Is she in like velour sweatsuits or something? What?
I mean, she wears like a skirt and a shirt, and then she wears okay. pajamas.
And that's
they,
it. That's
they're
all you know.
Pretty. Yeah, she's not dressed up like Will's Brazilian hooker love.
Is your mom bigger now?
Bigger than when?
Than the picture I saw of her, which was clearly from the 70s or 80s.
Which picture did you ever see of her?
I don't know. You posted one of your family.
Oh, she's bigger-ish, I guess. She's aged exceptionally well, though. I'll give her that.
Yeah, so she's still in shape. Well, that's what I was asking, if you know.
She's not really in shape. Or... I mean, she's pretty fat, but she carries it really well. I'll put it that way. Like, bitch needs a drop at least, like, 50, 60 pounds, I'd say.
Okay. But she's not morbidly obese. She's
no.
Not like, John, come here.
Although no. That was at grandma.
Bathe under my rolls of grandma. Grandma was like 230 and 4'8", 4'10".
Jeez.
I'll go with 4'10". She was a big lady. God bless her. Anna Callis.
That was like a fucking cube.
Yeah. No, it was like after Violet swallows the gobstopper. She turns all blue.
Just the sphere of a woman.
She did suffocate to death, so it did work out that way.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Or vomit or food or what?
No, she just, like, her tongue kind of swelled up, and she really couldn't breathe all that well, and then she just kind of suffocated in front of me. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, was that the actual cause of death?
No, probably water in the lungs, something like that. It was a little messed up. Didn't really need to see that about 10 months after our dad died, but I was the one there. And then mom came in and started screaming, mommy, mommy, and fell to her knees and cried. And I was like, I just want to die right now. My life is a fucking wreck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Memories.
What were you doing with yeah. What were you doing with that weekend that you weren't there?
Like, I just moved
probably
to
fucking
school.
Some fat chick.
That's no. Right.
Like, I
oh,
just,
you just moved to JMU.
Yeah, it was like
that's
the
right.
Day before or something.
God, I feel so bad for you. Like, not that I ever did anything with college, but at least for 2 years, I got to masturbate in peace to T3 porn. Like, you went off, and 2 weeks later, it's like, oh, yeah, your dad's dead.
Yep.
And then
much.
The next year, grandma kicks it.
And that was it.
Yeah. And there went our lives, pretty much. It's been a train wreck ever since. Oh, shit. 20 minutes left. Before you gotta, we gotta wrap this shit up. Now that we really
it's
brought
the touching
the big guffaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go out on that high note of a laugh. No, I goddamn need my cigarette. What did our dad die of again, Will?
Lung cancer.
Yeah, that's all right. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today were Atomic Kate.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna call you Atomic Kate. It's easier.
It's fine.
And Will. Papa Giorgio.
Yes.
I wish this could have ended prettier, but I got 20 minutes and I need at least 2 cigarettes before the gym. So we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. and a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm